This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I think Shador's talent, which is apparent if you watch him on film at Colorado, I think he is an NFL quarterback. I don't know if he's a starter yet, but that's to be determined. But again, second round pick. I think that's where at least a few teams had him graded. Bears that he'll be here. I think for me, it's not about are you ready to play right away, whether he gets cut or not. I think it's about all the other stuff. It's about if he does things the right way behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. I think that's so much more important to him making this roster than just him blowing everybody away with talent.
Yeah, and I think for the first couple of weeks, I can say he's knocked that out of the park, and he's done a great job with that. But it's much easier to do it for 2 weeks than it is to do it for 3 months. You know, like what makes people impressive is the consistent nature of always being that and being able to do that day in, day out. And so I believe he can do that, but I understand the people that will be like, all right, give it some time. Let's see if he can actually showcase that ability throughout an extended period of time.
I don't want to say that I just don't doubt it, but I think so much of the transition from college to pros was just not understanding how this thing went. I would be really, of all the things I could ever accuse the Browns of, I don't think I can accuse them of not telling players how this has to be. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think they do a good job by painting by numbers and saying, here's the right way to do this. Here's how you make a team. And I think then it just becomes, don't be a dummy. And I don't think Shador's a dummy.
No, and you can tell that he's trying to figure out ways that he can, put his mark on it and really solidify himself here. And by the way, I did look it up, and I think it's a disingenuous conversation for me to bring this to the table because quarterbacks are so different anyway. So I want to acknowledge that up front. But in the Andrew Berry era within the Browns, every fifth round pick or later that has been drafted has at least played in a game for the Browns. Dawson Deaton, being the only one. He was the seventh round pick that ended up getting injured and then just constantly injured, so he never played in a game. But like, if they draft you in the Andrew Berry era, they've shown a willingness to at least let you not only make the roster but have a chance to actually play in games.
That's why I still think like the true odd man out is either Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco. Unless Shador screws up. Is that a fair way to put that?
Yeah, and I wonder to what degree he's got to screw up. I don't think he's has like nearly as long of a leash as, let's say, even someone like Dylan Gabriel has, because I think the Browns are kind of searching for him to mess up in certain ways.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be straight with you. If the Browns, when they first talked to Shador after picked him, if they just said, hey, just so you know, there were some things that happened in the pre-draft process that are not going to fly. We're going to tell you exactly what they are. None of that stuff works for us. Here's what does work for us. And then they leave it alone. I think that's the right way to do it. If they had that same conversation and then are kind of bulldogging him and just kind of looking for it, I don't think that's in good faith.
You got to give him a real chance.
But I think some teams do. I just think it'd be weird if it was Shador is the one that did that. Did you do that with Perrion Winfrey? Because he made a few mistakes before you let him go.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that weird though? Real quick, doesn't it feel like Shador might have like a a higher learning, not learning curve, but maybe a lower threshold for like getting cut than like Perry
on? For sure he does. Because again, he's got a target on his back the moment that he enters the league with this stuff. And they're looking for it. They're looking for him to not, you know, be able to do the different plays on the whiteboard to their satisfaction. Like they're looking for little ways to pick and really kind of pick apart. Because I think once they actually see him play and once he actually gets in games, I think they want to make sure that if he does look the part, he can do everything else away from the field as well. And I think he will. I think he'll be able to. I think it'll be great.
What's wild about all of this is I've yet to hear really anyone say he hasn't looked good in OTAs or in rookie camp.
I mean, everywhere. We're talking away from the field and on the field. And it's very interesting. And we talk about forcing their hand almost. That's what you got to continue to do. Like Shador is doing everything he possibly can to not only showcase that he, you know, deserves a chance at the job, but to show them why they can't take it away from him either. Like even the little things, like I love that answer the other day about him not watching the Cavs game a couple weeks ago with the playoffs. He's like, I got to be in my book. I got to be studying. Like he's doing all of these things to showcase that he's doing it the right way.
Radu on Twitter saying Sanders will make the roster. He will start midway through the season.
I think that's most people's bet, by the way.
Yeah,
I think most people have that belief. He will not win the starting job outright, but then he'll be either the first one out of the gate and week 8, week 7, week 9, and then you'll have a chance.
Isn't that wild, though? Like, shouldn't we expect, as of right now, shouldn't we expect Dylan to get the first bite of the apple that isn't one of the veterans?
I think that was what a lot of people thought initially, and I think now as we've started to go through this, you see how some of these things have started to change a little bit, and I think once we get to the regular season, I think it'll be flipped even more so in Shador's favor.
But how much of that is just most of us don't believe in Dylan Gabriel?
I think it's a lot of it, though. I mean, that's the majority of it.
So isn't that like more fan sentiment than it is? I'm not talking about between you and me.
No, it is. For sure it is. Okay. Yeah, no, and that's all we have to really go off of because, you know, if you just took Stefanski at his word, the battle's between Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, well, which, by the way, again, that's the message that you send out on the Wednesday of the voluntary OTAs. That's what the message should
be. I like that we're not just saying, okay, he's saying one thing and we have to just fall in line and believe it. Like we should be able to question some of these things. For sure we should.
216-474-0092. Is Shador a lock to make the Browns final roster? Words are very hard. I do think Dylan Gabriel's a lock.
Yeah, I mean, I think both rookies should be a lock. I think really what it comes down to, do they trade either Flacco or Pickett before training camp gets underway, or do you wait and actually have the two of them battle it out before you get up to week one of the regular season? Like, how extensive is that process is what's going to be really interesting to me.
I know this is a conversation for another day. I also think it'll be really fascinating the first time, that first game, if it's Flacco or Pickett as a starter and the other vet isn't there, the most talked about thing that week is who's the number two quarterback. It's not going to be who's going to start, but if one of the veteran makes the team and the other's off the team, if Dylan's the quarterback, the second quarterback above Shador, we're going to talk about it. If Shador's the second quarterback over Dylan, we're going to talk about it. There's no result.
I hope it's just obvious at that point, though.
Well, I don't know it's going to be.
I don't know that it will be, but it's what I'm hoping. I think it's just obvious.
I think the concern is that they just don't. There's just no access anymore. So they can make whatever decision they want and say it's based off of X, Y, and Z. It doesn't have to be truthful anymore because you got about, what, 6 practices open to the public? All right. I think that's the thing that'll kill me. Like, yeah. If Dylan's
we don't see nearly as much as they do.
If Dylan's, well, no, but that also allows them to be wildly disingenuous or dishonest.
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, they could just tell us, you're not seeing what we're seeing, and he's really developed in X, Y, and Z, and it could just be for naught.
I think in that case, the concern would be they would rig this thing for Dylan to be the backup, which I don't love.
It's just dumb though. If Shador's actually better,
I think the rookie battle should be a legitimate conversation.
No, it
instead
should be.
Of just Kevin Stefanski likes Dylan Gabriel more. The lead coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.